Turn to hymn 784.
Amen. This is one of the hymns listed on your page there today, and I was enjoying this hymn this morning, especially this line, "Fully opened from within." I was on this line for maybe 15 minutes, just repenting that I'm not so fully open. I come to the Lord, you know, I don't know how many times we have used this phrase, "Oh, I did morning watch." You can leave, yeah. I did morning watch. Morning watch is not something you do. We need to spend some time with the Lord, right? And just to do something outwardly may not be fully open. To fully open from within is something deeper. You're open. You're open to the Lord to shine on you. You're open for whatever we need. This is a big word, fully open unto Him. So anyway, sometimes you use a hymn to spend some time with the Lord, and just one phrase will just catch you. So just stay there. As long as there's some anointing there, just stay there, fully opened. And I believe the Lord got me more fully open this morning than yesterday. Because I just stay there. Lord, open me, shine. And some of the things came out, you know. Every day with the Lord, He's a real person, you know. And every day, He's different. I mean, He just, you know, there's different things. So what worked yesterday was not going to work today. And if you didn't get through yesterday, don't worry about it. Today's a new day. The Lord gives us a new day. Every day is a new day, which means it's a new beginning, right? Forget the things behind. Forget about what today might, yesterday may have been absolutely wonderful. You try to repeat it, it'll never work. You have to have a new beginning. Yesterday may have been terrible. Forget about it. Today is a new beginning. New beginning with the Lord. So this morning is on this word, revived. You know, we have a book called Holy Word for Morning Revival. And this is what we need every day. We need revival. We need to be revived, which means just means to come back to life, right? After a good night's sleep, you may be refreshed physically, but not in your spirit. So you need to be revived to come back to life. That's why we call it morning revival. When I first came into the church life, we called it morning watch. That's also scriptural. We need to be the watchman, right? Keep watch. And get up early to take some time to watch for the Lord. But I like this word better, revival. We need to be revived day by day. And this is one of my favorite verses, 2 Corinthians 4:16. Especially as you get older, your outer man is decaying. It's a little more evident when you're 60 than when you're 20. But still, when you're 20, your outer man is still decaying. But our inner man is being renewed day by day. This is a daily thing, right? Grant me today's supply of grace. Right? We have a supply that's for today. We have a revival that is for today. We need to be renewed day by day. We have quite a few verses that talk about this, right? Being transformed by the renewing of the mind, right? We need to be renewed day by day. And especially with this age of ungodliness, the attack of the enemy is mainly in the mind. It's mainly in our concepts, our thoughts, what we think about things, how we view things, which is mainly related to the way we think about them. So this matter of being renewed, our mind being renewed, is very, very important and very critical for us as Christians to stand. Now, I want to give you this verse. I don't know if I'll have time later in the week. I just thought I want to give it to you before I forget. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. This is a little sidebar here. It's related to the overall week. 2 Corinthians 16, 13. Watch. Stand firm in the faith. Be full grown men. Be strong. I think we need this verse. If we're going to stand for the Lord, for our God, if we're going to know God and gain God, see God, enjoy God, we need this verse because we are in the midst of a crooked and perverted generation. And we can't escape being in the midst of a crooked and perverted generation. And even the Lord prayed for us not to take us out of the world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. We may be living in an age of ungodliness, but we are not ungodly. And to be, and for us to stand against and in this crooked generation, we need this verse. We need to watch. We need to watch. Be careful, right? And stand firm in the faith, right? Be full-grown men. I like this verse. Actually, I kind of like the King James a little better. It just says, be a man. Don't you like that? Be a man. Same for your sisters. Be a man. Now, we're not talking about, okay, don't get misunderstand me. I'm not talking about it that way. It just means be strong. That's the point, right? Be full grown men. Be strong. Stand up for the Lord. When I was your age, we used to have that song, right? Stand up for Jesus. We need to be strong. We need to stand up. Anyway, I'm getting off my point here for being revived. But we need this. We need this. And that takes a renewal of the mind. That takes our mind being renewed so that we're not affected by all the things. Yeah, we know they're there. We're in the midst of a crooked generation, but we're not crooked. And we're in the midst of perverseness, but we're not being perverse. But for us to stand, we need to watch and be strong and be renewed day by day. So I like this word, revival. We need to be revived. We need to be brought back to life. Now, there is that aspect of the new revival, which will bring the Lord back. That's one thing. But what we're talking about is just coming back to life. Just coming to the Lord in our spirit. Opening to the Lord in our spirit. Let's read Isaiah 57, 15. For thus says the High and Exalted One, who inhabits eternity, whose name is Holy, I will dwell in the high, holy place, and with the contrite, lowly of spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart. We need our spirit revived. And we need our heart revived. You know, sometimes I come to the Lord, I just don't have much heart. So that's why I need to be fully opened. When you're fully open, the Lord revives your heart. He revives your spirit. We get revived morning by morning. This is a precious thing. Read the first sentence of the little portion here. A vital matter that is crucial to the practice of the church life in the new way is our living a life, morning revival, and day. And then a few sentences down. Whenever the Lord, you have that? Whenever the Lord touches us, we are revived. We need a life. We need to live a life of morning revival. This needs to be, of course, our practice and our habit, but it must become a life of being revived and being renewed day by day. This is really crucial. And this is a huge element in the God-ordained way. If we're not revived, you can practice a lot of things, but you're just dead. It won't work. It's not, you know, the God-ordained way is not a method. It's really not a method. It's a living. It's a kind of living. And that living starts morning by morning, day by day, of being revived. So I want to give this half hour to be revived. Amen. But I want to mention 537, hymn 537 a little bit. This is, Christ to me is so subjective. I don't know if you all know this hymn. Christ to me is so subjective. Yeah, I don't know the words either. 537. But I think verse 2 and 3 are very helpful. Yeah. So verse 2 is, Christ to me is so subjective, life imparting all the way. As the Spirit, He revives me and refreshes day by day. That's a very sweet line. As the Spirit, He revives me. And verse 3 is good too. All my being He transforms by the mind and will renewing to His image, He conforms. But many times we touch these hymns. These two hymns that are on here, written by Brother Lee, many times we touch these hymns, there's something very experiential there that can touch us. And if that touches you when you're in your time with the Lord, just stay on that phrase. Just linger there and be revived and be renewed by spending the time with the Lord. Amen. This portion, if you read it later, talks about we need a thorough confession. Part of being revived is that we would have a good conscience. If our conscience is not good, if there's some sin there, then that will be a blockage between us and the Lord. That will be a barrier, and certainly we need to take care of that. So when you open, if the light shines, just confess. That's, the blood is there. The blood is there. He will take care of us. So before you go, I just want to recommend this book to you. Some of the things I've shared is from this book. How to Enjoy God and How to Practice the Enjoyment of God. And there are quite a few chapters here, mainly on this matter of your personal morning revival. And one of them we didn't get a chance to share too much on is about, you know, having a set time and a set place. It's in some of these chapters. So if you have a copy of this or if you want to get one, this is a very helpful book on our enjoying of the Lord. Okay, so we will have a half an hour, and then at 9 o'clock you can just stop and take a break, and then we will be back here at 9:15 for the first line this morning. Amen.